As we have been learning in our shiurim, there are situations where if somebody said Mashvah Rach Mart HaGoshem in the summer, or if somebody omitted saying Mashvah Rach Mart HaGoshem in the winter, the halach is that he has to, and he only realizes later in his davening. So certainly the different scenarios and the different etzes, the different options that we've discussed in our shurim are no longer available. The halach is that he has to go back to the beginning of the tefillah. However, we quoted the Mishnah Berurah here in Siman Kuf Yudalid Sifkaten Chaf Aleph that says that when you go back to the beginning of davening, you don't have to repeat Hashem Svasai Tiftach. And actually, the source for this psak of the Mishnah Berurah is here in a Ritva on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. But there's a very fundamental question that needs to be discussed, and that is why. And trying to understand why has a very fundamental basis. And that is, does this mean that really the first tefillah that he davened is certainly considered a tefillah, just since he missed or incorrectly stated Hashem Svasai, Mashvaruch Amarit HaGeshem, he has to, so to speak, fix that mistake? Or is it that because he didn't say Hashem's Mashvaruch Amarit HaGeshem, or he said when he shouldn't have said it, that it's considered that the first tefillah is not considered a valid tefillah at all? There are rayas, and as we will discuss in our shiur, to both approaches. First we'll speak the halach lemaisa, and then we'll get Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach perhaps to the lumbus. Clearly, the Paiskim say that if someone didn't say Mashvaruch or made this mistake, and he's repeating the Shemoneh Esrei, he need not say Baruch Shem Kvod Machusay Lo'olam Voed on his first tefillah. Certainly it seems to be a raya that the first tefillah is considered a tefillah. For were it not considered a tefillah, then all those brachas that were said should be a brach levatala. That the halacha we know is that if somebody makes a brach levatala, he's supposed to say Baruch Shem Kvod Machusay Lo'olam Voed afterwards. And therefore the Paiskim say, since we're considering the first tefillah a valid tefillah, l'chatchila, one should not interrupt between the first tefillah and the second tefillah. He should immediately start davening the second tefillah immediately. And in fact, Ramosha in a tshuva, and Eirachayim, Chelik Hei, Simon Chof Dalid, wants to suggest that this entire psak of the Mishnah Berurah, which I have to say the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't necessarily agree with, but this entire psak of the Mishnah Berurah, that you don't have to say Shem Svasai Tiftach, is only if you daven the second tefillah immediately after you daven the first tefillah. But if indeed you don't daven it immediately, then Ramosha says you would have to say Hashem Svasai Tiftach. And on the other hand, we know that the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Hei Sif Aleph says that if somebody is davening two Shmoneh Esreis, he should be mafsik. He should separate the two tefillahs with the amount of time it takes to walk four amos. And therefore, the Paiskim say, to fulfill that halacha, he should wait that minimal amount. But as soon as he finishes waiting that minimal amount, he should begin the second Shmoneh Esrei. I, in fact, saw the Paiskim suggest that according to the Mishnah Berurah, he shouldn't even take the three-step back, or because we want to connect these two Shmoneh Esreis. Finish the first Shmoneh Esrei, wait the amount of time it takes to walk the four Amos, and then immediately begin the second Shmoneh Esrei without Hashem Shvasai Tiftach. And the Paiskim actually point out, especially by Shachris, there's another reason to do this. And that is, we know that Aloch is, we have to be Soymich Gula Tefillah. We want to make the Shmoneh Esrei as close as possible to Gaal Yisrael. So if he's going to have more of Hefsik, you're going to be distancing your Shmoneh Esrei from the Gaal Yisrael. L'chatchila, the tefillah should be said with a talis and tefillah, the second Shmoneh Esrei. And regarding if the tefillah should be said with a minyan, I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and the Halichas Shlomo Paskins that l'chatchila you should try to daven the second Shmoneh Esrei b'minyan. And the Shal Tshuvas Oz Nidbaru in Chelik Yudalit Simulat Zion says the same. L'chatchila you should daven that tefillah with a minyan, but if it's going to cause bittul Torah, then or any other reason, you could daven it without a minyan. So, as I said, this issue is the subject of great discussion amongst the Paiskim. There's a tshuva in the Shailos Tshuvas Mashag, Chelek Aleph, Simen Nun Beis. He discusses an individual who said, it was Rosh Chodesh, said Yalav Yavoy, but didn't say Mash Ruch Maradagosh, made a mistake in these issues that we've been discussing. So he davened over the Shmoneh Esrei, which is the halacha, as we've been learning. But now in the second tefillah, he said Mash Ruach properly, but he didn't say Yal V'Yavai. And the question that the Mashag discusses, does the person have to daven now a third time? So he says that certainly you have to daven a third time. Why? He says that since every tefillah wasn't a proper tefillah, the first tefillah was missing the Mashal Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem, the second tefillah was missing the Yalav Yavai. So each tefillah is not a valid tefillah, so you can't combine two invalid tefillahs. And he says an interesting mashal. He says, let's say somebody has two esrogim, and each esrog has a defect, but it has a different defect. So would one be able to say, I'll take the two esrogim, and because I'll take these two esrogim, they should combine that they together don't have that defect? Of course not. Each esrog is a possible esrog. Same too, he says, if somebody is wearing two different pairs of tefillin, and each pair has a different defect, will I say, well, between the two pairs, I have a fine pair? Of course not. Similarly, here too, since each Shmoneh Esrei is missing something that's essential to it being a kosher Shmoneh Esrei, the two Shmoneh Esreis cannot combine, and the halacha would be that you have to daven the third Shmoneh Esrei. Although, before we go further, the Mashag is the one here that does say that if he davened Shmoneh Esrei with a mistake, and now he recognizes his mistake, but by the time he recognized his mistake, he's no longer wearing tefillin, where halacha is al-chatchila, one is supposed to wear tefillin when he davens Shemoneh Esrei. Does he have to put on tefillin for it? So he says, certainly, there's no reason not to put on tefillin. He says, we know in the time of Chazal, they used to wear tefillin all day. But he says that the reason we have to be so makbid to wear tefillin when we daven or say Krishna is because Chazal were concerned that if somebody davens without tefillin, kil made Eid Sheker, as if he's saying false Eidus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is only if he didn't wear tefillin that day at all. But here, if he wore already tefillin that day, so we know that this is an individual who believes what he's supposed to believe, and therefore this individual should wear, this individual should, if he for whatever reason doesn't can't wear the tefillin, but a second Shemoneh Esrei, he doesn't have to. But there's a very long and nice tshuva on this issue, and the Shaila for tshuva is Eretz Tzvi, Chelek Aleph, Simon Chof Dalet. And he wants to say that this question is actually connected to a Machloikas Rishonim that's quoted by Tosfos in Masechta Brachos on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, Divrei HaMaskil Toha. Where the Shaila there is, if somebody didn't say Yala V'Yavoi by Mincha, and tonight is not Rosh Chodesh anymore, so when he does he have to daven two marvs or not? What where we have the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, you don't say over marv twice. And we have the opinion of Rameyer that you do. And what's the machlokes? The machlokes is, how does the halacha look at an individual who did not say Yalav Yavai? Do we say that individual is considered as if he didn't daven the Shemoneh Esrei? So it's no different if I didn't daven at all. Well, we know if someone didn't daven Mincha, he has to daven Mayrv twice. Or if he davened without Yalav Yavai. A davening without Yalav Yavai on a day that you're supposed to say Yalav Yavai is not considered davening. Similarly, and you have to daven it over. That's the opinion of Yehuda. Rameyah holds, you can't consider such a tefillah as if it's not a tefillah at all. It's certainly considered a tefillah. It's just not the proper tefillah. And you made a mistake. But if at night, when it's already not Rosh Chodesh, you're not going to be repeating Yalav Yavai anyway, you have nothing to accomplish by davening, by saying over the Shemoneh Esrei, and he says you don't say Shemoneh Esrei again. I did see that there, and now the question is, what is, can we compare, and we'll go into this. This is the discussion of the Eretz Tzvi, is the same halacha, the same machloikis, that we have regarding a missing Yalav Yavai, that we're saying that the Machloikis HaRishonim is it considered as if you davened, or is it not considered as if you davened? The same Shaila applies to Masha Baruch Amar Degeshem. I did see that there are those that want to suggest that Reb Chaim Briska held that there's a difference between Yalav Yavai and Mashva Ruch HaMoed HaGeshem. The Yalav Yavai is not considered as much of an essential part of the Shemoneh Esrei as Mashva Ruch HaMoed HaGeshem is. But he seemingly wants to say that the two situations are very simply similar, that Rameyah holds it's as if you didn't daven, and Rabbi Yehuda holds it's as if you davened, and therefore you missed the Yalav Yavai, but by davening tonight, you're not going to be fixing that. because you're still not going to be saying Yalvi Yov. It's already after Rish Chodesh, and therefore the halacha is that you don't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So he says, it's his opinion, that these two shailas are certainly connected. And he says, regarding the machloikis of Tosfos, that Tosfos just quoted, the machloikis of Yehuda and Rameya, so he says, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Ches paskins that you don't say over the Shemoneh Esrei by Ma'ariv, unless you only want to say it B'Toyrus Nedava, which is something that we try to avoid. It's a suffix. And therefore, here too, the halacha would be that it's considered as if you davened. And therefore, in our case, where you made different mistakes in different Shemoneh Esreis, according to the Eretz Tzvi, you would not daven a third Shemoneh Esrei. He wants to actually connect it to another Machloikis HaPaiskim. He says, if somebody, we know that the halacha is that whenever you're davening two Shemoneh Esreis, one because it's a Shemoneh Esrei, you're obligated to daven, and one because it's Tashlumim, you're supposed to daven the main tefillah first and the Tashlumim second. What would be if you made a mistake in the first tefillah and then you davened the second tefillah? And then a mistake that you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei for. And then you realized after you daven the second Shemoneh Esrei, oi, I made a mistake in the first Shemoneh Esrei that makes that tefillah invalid. Do I have to daven over both Shemoneh Esreis? Or do I only have to daven over the first Shemoneh Esrei? And it's the same Shaila. How does the halacha look at that first Shemoneh Esrei in which I made a mistake? Is it as if that it's considered that I davened, I just made a mistake, and therefore the second tefillah is a valid tefillah? Or is the second tefillah, is the first tefillah considered totally as if it didn't happen? And if it, as if it didn't happen, it turns out that I davened the tefillah's tashlumim before the tefillah ikur, and I would have to daven over Shemoneh Esrei twice. Then he goes on to say it's not necessarily a perfect comparison. Here, when he davened the second Shemoneh Esrei, at that point he didn't recognize that he had made a mistake in the first tefillah. Whereas in our case, when the person's davening the second time, he knew he made a mistake in the first tefillah. And therefore, it may not be a perfect comparison. Then he goes in this tshuva to quote a number of nafkaminas between these, what based on the shaila. He says, we know that every day we're supposed to say meyer brachas, 100 brachas, and in particularly on Shabbos, this is a real issue. So the question is, if the person on Shabbos made a mistake in his first Shemoneh Esrei, is it considered as if he davened, and therefore those brachas could be counted towards the Meir brachas? But if we say it's not considered as if he davened, then those brachas cannot be considered towards the Meir brachas. Another interesting question is the same issue comes up on Shabbos where if you don't say Ritzei, we have to repeat the benching. Now again, the question is a benching without Ritzei that must be repeated considered as if you benched, but you just have to correct your mistake? Or is it considered as if you didn't make bench at all? And he therefore discusses the following situation. He says there were two people eating together. For one, it was Shalosh Shudos, and the other person, it was his second meal. Now, there's a nafkamina and a halacha for a person eating shalashuddas versus a person eating the second meal. The person who eats shalashuddas doesn't repeat benching if he missed ritzei. The person who missed ritzei by the second meal does have to say over benching. So now this person who didn't say ritzei and won't have to repeat it because for him it's the third meal, can the second person have been yoitza with his benching? Is it considered a benching or not? Another question is, we know that normally, while we're in the middle of a L'kai Netzar, we could answer Kedusha. And now the question is, as we discussed earlier, do we say we have a person that's still in the middle of a L'kai Netzar? He realized he didn't say Yalav Yavai. He's going to go back. So is this person considered as if to Yalav Yavai because he didn't finish the Shemoneh Esrei? Is this person considered as if he's still in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei and now he can't answer that Kedusha in the middle of Yalav Yavai, in the middle of L'kai Netzar? Or he's just going to fix a mistake. But Shemoneh Esrei for him is really finished and he can answer Kedusha. So these are a number of the nafka minas that come up. How we look at this individual who missed saying Mashiv Ruach Marad Geshem. Is it as if he didn't say the Shemoneh Esrei at all? Or is it considered that he said the Shemoneh Esrei, but he has a mistake to fix? We don't really have time to go in depth, but there's also a tshuva, and the Shals of Tshuvas, B'tzela Chochma, Chelek Dalad, Simen Mem Gimel, where he discusses a similar shaila, where somebody on Yontif that fell on Shabbos, that we know you're supposed to mention both Yontif and Shabbos in your Kiddush, only mention Shabbos or only mention Yontif. And the question is, when he repeats Kiddush, he didn't say the proper Kiddush, he only fixes the mistake he made. How do we look at that? Do we look at it as if the first Kiddush was as if it was never said, because you didn't say the proper Kiddush, and therefore the second Kiddush, where again you didn't say the proper Kiddush, is not going to fix your issue? Or can we combine the two Kiddushim, the two Kiddush? So, without going into all of the back and forth of this very nice tshuva, just to tell you how he paskins and he connects it to our shaila. He says that if somebody made a mistake in the first Kiddush, let's say he said Yontif in the first Kiddush, not Shabbos, and in the second Kiddush he said Shabbos, not Yontif, you have to say, you should l'chatchila say a Kiddush a third time, properly. But the Evid, he says, if you do combine these two Kedashim, it's fine. He also says that let's say on Yontif, you mention in the Kiddush both Yontif and Shabbos, but when you make the bracha at the end of Kiddush, you only mention Shabbos. For that, you don't have to repeat the Kiddush. Or vice versa. And again, as I said, he connects it to our question, somebody who made a mistake in the Shemoneh Esrei, is it considered as if he said the Shemoneh Esrei, or is it not considered as if he said the Shemoneh Esrei? So now, la'aloch l'maisa, what do we do with this individual who made two different mistakes? Does he daven a third time or not? It seems that it is the opinion of the Paiskim that he has one of two options. One option is to daven a third time, b'toiris nedava, as if and have in mind that if I don't have to daven now this third time, so the Tushman Esrei, this tefillah should be a nedava. If I'm now obligated to daven again, so this tefillah should be that tefillah that I'm obligated to daven. That's one option. Or another option, which we've mentioned in previous shurim as well, is that the Paiskim suggests that even though l'chatchila, we don't normally want to rely on this option when a person made a mistake in the Shemoneh Esrei, but given this situation, which, as we've just discussed extensively, it's not quite clear what the halacha should be, he should listen, if possible, to the Chazaras HaShatz, and listen carefully to the Chazaras HaShatz, and answer Amen, and that will be acceptable if he is indeed obligated still to a third Shemoneh Esrei.